Hello, this is John Slanina with SSTI. I'm speaking today with Jim Poulos, Vice President of Technology Transfer and Commercialization at TEDCO, the Maryland Technology Development Corporation. The Maryland Technology Transfer Fund, or MTTF, was the 2008 recipient of SSTI's Excellence in TVET Award in the category Commercializing Research. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
I'll first start off with looking at the structure of the program. Can you briefly describe the Maryland Technology Transfer Fund program?
Sure. It's a seed stage program for startup companies that actually have a collaboration with a federal lab or a university in the state of Maryland. So if you're a small entity that has one of these collaborations, and by small entity we mean 16 employees or less, no income, and really virtually no venture funding, then we have $75K to move the project that you're working with the federal lab and the university forward. So those are technology projects to move forward.
And how many companies do you fund in a year?
It's about 22. So, and I think we get about 50 proposals a year, and we fund 22. So it's almost about 50% hit rate.
And then once a company receives funds, can you explain the structure of your payback mechanism?
Sure. So they usually have a year's grace period. Once they finish a project, they have 1 year to start paying us back, but that payback doesn't happen unless the company is making money. If they are making money, then they pay us 3% of the gross revenue per quarter, a maximum of 40% payback per year, but there is no penalty for prepaying the full amount back to us. So if we give you $75K and you have an angel or a VC investor come in and says, we want TEDCO off the books, they can just pay us the $75K year one, and that's it. But if you're going to spread out those payments, the maximum you would have to pay us back would be two times the amount of the award.
And Jim, can you describe the two main metrics in your application for the SSTI award that you use to gauge the success of the Tech Transfer Fund?
Sure. Since most of what we do is very early stage and it's going to take a while for people to commercialize things, and that would be an ultimate metric, you know, how many products are out there actually being commercialized. We currently measure downstream funding, so they have to report to us any monies they get in an SBIR program, any angel funding, any VC funding. So that's the biggest metric, and currently I think we're running at about 37 to 1. So for every dollar TEDCO puts in, our portfolio companies have been able to acquire $37 downstream. And the second ratio will be how many companies are still operating. So I think we funded probably 150 to 160 companies, and have those, I think 25 are now out of business. So we, you know, it's not a bad hit rate.
Great. One of our goals with these podcasts are that other tech-based economic development organizations may listen to them and figure out, well, as they plan their own strategies, what's the best way to go forward. So if you were from another state, another region of the country looking at the Maryland Technology Transfer Fund, is there a critical component of the program, say it's excluded when attempted to be replicated in another state or region, would limit its effectiveness?
I think having the portfolio manager assigned to the company is a critical component. It's somebody who can provide input into the proposal, can shoot down things that we've seen before that don't work. Many of the companies, you know, provide pro forma stuff. We're going to make $1 million in the first year. Well, not one of our companies has actually made $1 million in the first year. So you've got to go back and revisit that. You know, it's not a hands-off thing. You know, you give us a proposal and we stick with you. And that's the key, I think, to the success of the MTTF program.
Great. Jim, thanks for speaking with us today. If you'd like more information about the Maryland Technology Transfer Fund, visit TEDCO's website at www.marylandtedco.org. If you'd like more information about the SSTI Awards, our webpage is www.sstiawards.org. Thank you.